This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The hour. I know you've been waiting for us to get back into action, into the field, and so here we are, another hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington, and a good morning to Laurie Comerford listening, Joseph Vizinski, Lane Gerbers, and John Clemens, among other people. And God's listening, too. You knew that, right? God's everywhere, so God's listening to us. We're big on the screen there. Some people would say, that's blasphemous. How dare you say that?
I'm getting out of the way. The lightning bolt's coming your way.
No, I think that, no, God loves me. I love God. Spirit's great stuff. Having a belief, a strong belief. So, a tip of the hat to those who have it. Think about that every day. Maybe it's a good thing to think about. Meanwhile, we have eating on our mind. I don't know. We do. Jennifer has eating on her mind. What are you having for breakfast?
I haven't had any breakfast. But we are doing a little bit of food news to start the hour. This is when food meets politics. I have a friend who says, my activism begins when my stomach... No, my activism ends when my stomach begins.
Stomach's empty. Says. Yeah, right, okay.
There's a proposed ban on foie gras that's making its way through New York and the New York City Council. Duck farmers and animal rights activists are all scrambling to make their cases, respective cases, actually, according to the New York Times. Now, this matters because the bill could come up for a vote in the fall. More than half of the city council has signed on as co-sponsors, and Mayor Bill de Blasio said he supports the intent to ban foie gras from menus all across New York City. Now, if you don't know, foie gras is a luxury item. It's duck liver, essentially, and they make it into pate, they grill it, they do all sorts of things with it. It's very rich. I've gone to a lot of food and wine pairings where this is like a star, and there's something about eating a filtration system. I don't know. It's just, it doesn't do it for me, but I will smile and do it, but a lot of people love it. And they say that foie gras is an easy target compared with animals raised industrially for wide consumption because they have to really fatten up the ducks to get good foie gras, which means a lot of cages, and that doesn't sit well with animal rights.
It's fat. It's fat. It's fat.
Right. No, but it's like with goose liver, too.
Yeah, I was reading about it.
They get like, stuffed and gorged. They can't even move. It's disgusting. Like, absolute animal cruelty.
Obviously, it's a big thing in France. By French law, it's defined as liver of a duck or goose fattened by force-feeding corn with a feeding tube.
It's disgusting. Yeah. It's so cruel.
Ugh. Is this disgusting, Victoria? You want to say that again?
So disgusting. I'm going to say it a million times, Doug. If you ever saw pictures
Victoria says disgusting.
It is. It absolutely disgusting. Is. But it is enjoyed by a lot of foodies and a lot of gourmets in the country. And so that becomes the argument. Do we get rid of it or not? This has been a subject of the war. In fact, there's even a book called The Foie Gras Wars, How a 5,000-Year-Old Delicacy Inspired the World's Fiercest Food Fight. This is quite the controversy in the food world. So here's what I can share with you. New York is looking at banning it. I think for the first time, you've not had this come around before, have you, Victoria?
Not that I'm aware of, but it doesn't mean, you know, this kind of stuff doesn't really, you know,
The whole state of California banned it not so long ago, and there was such an outcry from all the food snobs that they actually lifted the ban, and you can now serve foie gras again on menus. So this is what I predict for New York City, because there are foodies who are wanting to enjoy their luxury items and trying to feel good about themselves, and then they miss their favorite thing, and it comes back. I won't be surprised if the ban actually goes through the city council in New York City, but what will be a surprise to me if in 2 years' time it won't quietly be reversed, because that's exactly what happened in very far left, very liberal, very super progressive California. They have the ban. We lifted the ban.
Yeah, man, we caught up that.
You know, the snobs want their duck liver.
There might be, yeah, I mean, the Upper East Side's got the old crusties, you know, then they probably enjoy this stuff. But the newer,
Riverside
younger,
Drive? Is it Riverside Drive?
No, that's the West Side. East Side, the Upper East Side is Park Avenue and all that, all the old crusties. They probably like that. But the food scene in New York is so different, and then that's such an old school thing. I think the food scene in New York City wouldn't even miss it. Because I've been to a million restaurants in New York. I've never even seen it on a menu in the places that we would go to. So I don't know. There are some old, like, you may see it in some private clubs. It's definitely there. You'll see it, you know, like with pate and things like that. But that's a real old school thing. I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
I think that with the wine culture, it's a big pairing thing for the California wine business. So maybe that led to it. I don't know.
That makes more sense, yeah.
Did you know, and do you care, that chocolate chips are measured like produce? If folks that are measuring them use a standard container to weigh chocolate chips per pound. The average chocolate chip cookie at the grocery store has about 1,000 per pound, 1,000 chips per pound. I thought that was, so the chips are pretty light then.
They're little.
Yeah, and I thought they were bigger. Well, some chocolate chip cookies though have bigger chocolate chips in them, don't they? And our chocolate chip ice cream has pretty good size. Look, I had some chocolate chip ice cream yesterday. We have a new flavor on the farm. The flavor has both chocolate, white and dark chocolate chips. It's raspberry flavored ice cream. No, blueberry, sorry. Blueberry flavored ice cream with white chocolate chips and dark chocolate chips. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Raspberry sounds better than blueberry, but I'll take it.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, there it is. There's our food news for today, ladies and gentlemen. Unless you want, one more?
Sure.
One more food?
Sure.
You want one more? Huh? You sure?
Yeah.
All right.
I think.
What do you do with, I guess this is a question that somebody sent to me, and I was wondering about the answer. Across the board, ask the ladies what they do with their leftovers. What do you do with your leftovers? When you're,
take it home.
I know what I do with mine. We all,
you mean from a restaurant or like at home?
Actually, you know, the question was not specific, but I think you can answer both ways, at home and at the restaurant. A lot of people bring food home.
Put them in my fridge and eat it later.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to do with leftovers, isn't it?
Well, sometimes some people do different things with them. They'll maybe mix them up. I mix them with various and sundry other things.
You probably leave it out of the fridge for 2 days, and then you mix it with chowder or something else.
No, oftentimes I have some, like I have some soup, now veggie soup, and I brought some excess veggies home with me, and I cut them up and I put them in with the veggies that came in the soup. That's pretty good, like carrots and that sort of thing. Carrots, we get a lot of carrots around. I cook some potatoes and put them in, you know, little pieces of potatoes. You think that sounds, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, yes,
everything
no.
Everything Doug gets goes into a soup.
Asian
stew.
Yeah. All right, so that's me. What about you? You're nothing exciting?
I'm not a leftovers person.
Yeah, I'm not either. I take them from restaurants, and then they usually sit in my refrigerator until I go. And then I toss them. But sometimes, if I do, I just heat them up. I don't really reinvent them. I just sort of heat them up in a microwave.
I think Thanksgiving is the only holiday. Yeah, that's the only time that I'm thinking about actually I use leftovers the next day, but that's pretty much it.
I was trying, folks, to stimulate conversation. Sorry. Didn't work as well as I thought it might, but every once in a while I lay an egg. You know, that's how it works. Quarter after, as we were talking about ducks. Get it, Jennifer?
I got it, yeah.
Eggs, yeah.
Duck, goose, you're in.
Yeah, yes, good. Okay. Quarter past the hour on the DJV program.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table. Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Message and data rates may apply.
What if there were a top-ranked business degree that gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, but on your schedule? The W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University is now accepting high-quality applicants for its MBA and Business Analytics Master's degree programs offered 100% online. Learn more about the top-ranked W.P. Carey business degrees online. Text RANK to 79645. Again, that's RANK to 79645.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Hi. A couple of inventions worthy of note. I was talking to the ladies off the air about this new sweat-powered radio. The use of your sweat is being worked on at the University of California in San Diego. Who comes up with these ideas? Somebody thought to themselves, we'll take the lactate from your sweat and power a radio. They are going to use this...
Well, your sweat has powered radio for how long? 30 years?
No, actually a lot longer than that, 50-some-odd years.
Ugh.
So, all right. It's wonderful that we have people who have an imagination. They're snake. Would we come up with anything that is new?
Are you right? Okay? Are you
throwing
up? Are you throwing up in your mouth right now?
It's a little yogurt that came back on me.
Oh, Jen, you needed to ask. Oh,
well, I was worried. I was getting ready to hit life alert.
No, I'm okay. Thanks very much. All right, so we don't care much about sweat. How about this one? Dutch scientists are working to power motorbikes with algae. You know, the green gunk that's all over your pool, that stuff. The professor who's working on it doesn't think we should ditch gas, however. This should be seen as a piece of art rather than a means of transport. Right. Algae all over your bike. There you go. That makes a lot of sense. So tell me quickly, the $20 million bucks to the G7 conference this week, $20 million to help Brazil fight the fires. Are we still in the... I know the Americans didn't go along with it because there wasn't any real coordination. The president said, I don't want to do it because the French president was mean to me. Is that still on the table?
That I whole thought that they said that they would take the money now. They've gone back and forth. My head
Bolsonaro, Bolsonaro said he'd take the money if Macron apologized to him.
Right. And as Macron apologized?
No, because Bolsonaro made fun of his wife, so he's not going to apologize.
Good God.
It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Welcome to the world of international politics. 21 after the hour.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Music news yet again. Bad news voice. Best song moving along, Chain of Fools. Aretha apparently had a lot of uncashed checks around. Didn't they find a lot of money in the couch or something, too? Or that was where
that was
the will was.
Yeah, they found a will under a cushion or something.
All right, Aretha in the music news here, 24 after the hour on the DJV program. There's a new court filing suggesting there are $1 million uncashed checks laying around, discovered during the inventory of her possessions. Here we go, battling more battles over her estate. She had one check for $702,711 from Sound Exchange and the Screenwriters Guild, as well as uncashed checks from her publishing company, Springtime Publishing, from EMI, from BMI, Carlin Music, Feel Good Films. Another $285,000 in total, $988,656.
Wow!
She's been dead for a year. Isn't that amazing? It's been a year already. She has 4 sons. No will was found, but then apparently they did find a will. So anyway, her estate's supposed to be divided between her children. You've got 4 sons: Clarence, Edward, Teddy, and is it Kekaf? Kekaf, something like that. But then somehow 3 handwritten wills have shown up. A couple from 2010, one from 2014. The discovery of the wills, if valid, changes the distribution of her assets. Each of the brothers have retained their own legal counsel. The authenticity of the documents under review. Gee, you think? This handwriting looks like her son's. This one over here looks like her boyfriend. Anyway, the son Kekaf, attorneys for him, tracked down one of the banks that issued checks to Aretha. According to court papers, there are instances where checks had been uncashed since 2012, had to be reissued in 2016. Kekaf and the other brothers agreed to the appointment of his cousin Sabrina Owens as a personal representative of the estate. He has since expressed displeasure with what she's doing. Quote, "It is totally unacceptable that it has taken a year for the heirs to begin to find out what their mother owned on the date of her death." Yeah, really. Get a hold of that cash there, pal. His attorneys also said Owens did not distribute an inventory of Aretha's estate to the four heirs till 6 months after it was due by law. Court papers say the inventory she eventually compiled was missing large components, bank statements, tax bills, appraisals for the value of her homes, and Bloomberg values of her cars. So legal teams demanding that the court either order the personal attorney for Aretha, David Bennett, to produce the documents or impose sanctions on Bennett and Owens for failing to comply with their requested orders.
This stuff always gets so messy. This is why my mom is always after Lewis and me to get a will, even though we have nothing to bequeath anyone. But still.
Doesn't matter. Yep.
Yeah, I know. This is why. It's a nightmare.
All right. Another death in the family here as we move along musically. Donny Fritz, Muscle Shoals songwriter, artist, and actor, who is a frequent collaborator with Kris Kristofferson, wrote the song We Had It All, recorded by a number of artists like Waylon Jennings, Ray Charles, passed away at the age of 76. His death confirmed by his label. He was well known as a session player from Florence, Alabama, drummer, keyboardist, co-wrote songs like Dusty Springfield's Breakfast in Bed and Choo Choo Train by the Box Tops. He then joined Kristofferson's band as a keyboard player for a long time, led him to be cast along with Kristofferson in films like Pat Garrett and the Billy the Kid and The Star is Born, stuff like that. So, yeah, Choo Choo Train. That's Choo Choo Train. So that's the demise of Donny Fritz that we announce here on the DJV program, 28 past the hour.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Before you sign the lease for your very own office, before you gave your 2 weeks' notice, before you asked your parents for a loan, before you worked nights and weekends, there was a business plan that you put to paper. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there, all at great prices every day. And now, a case of Staples copy paper is only $29.99. You save $24. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only. Ends 8/31/19. Valid on SKU 135-848. Limit 5 while supplies last.
I can't remember when he didn't smoke. He would go outside. I'd be bored.
My wife was the key driver into me getting away from it and switching. I think I have gotten a piece of my life back when I started with Juul.
He uses Juul in the house whenever he wants.
It worked magically.
Roy made the switch in 2017. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Dorian expected to be a Cat 4 when it makes landfall. Right now, people in Florida boarding up and stocking up on supplies. Atlanta resident Brian Crabtree securing his boat, which is docked in Fort Lauderdale. He tells USA Radio News.
2 days ago, no water anywhere. It's already, the shelves are empty here in Fort Lauderdale because they're saying this storm could come into Miami and actually ride up the entire coast to Florida. I'm staying on a boat. I'm getting out of here on Saturday, but I've got someone else who's, I don't know, crazy enough to actually stay on my boat all weekend and ride this thing out. But, you know, it looks like this could be a real big mess, Miami to Fort Lauderdale, or it could go way up the coast. So everyone is, the best word for it right now, Robin, they're confused.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Four after the hour now on the DJV program. We are in the midst of discussing important, exciting world events. So we have your attention, I'm sure. Jennifer Horn has your attention. Victoria Keelan does. Kara Schillen and her comments as she controls the sound of the audio from atop that huge building, the fortress in Washington called Radio America. She's there ready to go. Now, let us pay attention to Victoria, because she's decided she's had enough of working with me and Jennifer and
ready to retire.
Ready to retire. And she's chosen her retirement location, and that's actually where she is. I could see you staying right there and retiring right in 30 or 40 years. On the beach.
If I can afford it, yeah.
Well, you can afford it now. You're going to be better off or worse off when you retire.
Who knows? I don't know.
Most people are worse off. They really are. Retirement is greatly outrated.
Well, so Money Magazine has actually, because people have different reasons for retiring, they have different goals for when they do retire. A lot of people start new businesses after they retire from their long career. And so Money Magazine basically scoped out some great places to settle for all different kinds of retirees, regardless of what your plans or interests are. So if you're looking to tighten your belt, 30 minutes outside of Tulsa, Oklahoma, is a town called Coweta. And and they have the 50 year old plus population is 34%. The median home price is $188,000, and the average property tax, get this, is $1,600. So if you are really looking to pinch some pennies in your golden years, yeah. So that is one place that they highlighted as being a place that's great to go. Now, if you want to retire to the water, this is going into Jen's neck of the woods. There is a town that I have never heard of. It's called Torrance, California.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, Torrance, yeah.
So it says it's in the South Bay region of Los Angeles. Yeah. It has
Redondo.
Well, it has 1.5 miles of beach along this Southern California shore, and it doesn't have the crowds that L.A. beaches have, and the 50-plus population is 41%. The median home price is $829,000, and you get 263 clear days a year. So you if you really want to live like in that Southern California lifestyle, this is probably the most economical way to do it. Lots of swimming and beach activities, scuba diving, fishing, surfing. All that good stuff.
Well, it's Long Beach. That Long Beach, it's south of Manhattan Beach, Redondo Beach. Torrance is down as you head towards San Diego. It's enough out of the city.
It's just south of the LA airport, actually.
Yeah. Right, below Manhattan
Beach.
That's
a pretty convenient location, then. That's not so bad.
If you don't have to go anywhere, if you work in that area, they call it South Bay. If you work in the South Bay, it's great. Mm-hmm. I have a friend who lives there, loves it because it's just accessible. But if you have to go to the Valley, if you have to go to the San Fernando Valley, if you have to go to Orange County, even if you have to go into downtown L.A., that's a rough go. You have to kind of time your trips. Nice area. If you're in that pocket and to retire, you wouldn't have to go anywhere, really.
Yeah, that's nice.
Here's
some news from England. The Queen.
I don't think she was done yet.
I wasn't.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So if you're an outdoor enthusiast, Scottsdale, Arizona comes up as the best place to go with 41 city parks and recreation facilities. I know for whatever reason you don't like Arizona.
Who wants to go there?
A lot of people like the desert.
Me.
The 50-plus population there is 46%. The median home price is $442. If you're a golfer, you want to go to Wellington, Florida. That got ranked the best. And if you want to start another business.
Do you like horses or golf? Wellington's your place. Just across from Palm Beach on the other side of the 95.
And, Doug, this was your original question. You don't want to retire. But for people who are 65 and older who want to continue working or start a new business, Money Magazine says that the best place for encore workers, that's what they're called, is Flower Mound, Texas. The 50-plus population is 36%. The median home price is $384,000. And they say that by 2024, 13 million people age 65 and older will be participating in the workforce. So
I can't imagine anything worse than hanging around with a bunch of old fogies that are my age. Why do you think I hang around with you?
Well, that's why all these people are working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You must be retired with a bunch of people that are old.
A lot of people want to have a social circle, you know?
Yeah, I don't.
My
social circle. You're my social.
No, I don't.
The cows, you and the cows are my social circle. Oh, that's it.
It's a lot of pressure for us.
Really, I didn't realize there was pressure involved in that. I've named cows, though, after the three of you, so that's not a bad thing.
Oh, great. Sometimes I already feel like a heifer. I don't need to have one named after me.
Better to be the heifer than a... Well, never mind. Okay, the Queen. Can I move on to the Queen now? May I move on to the Queen?
Sure. Yes, you may.
The Queen has gotten involved in the Brexit issue. She's approved a request from Boring Boris to suspend Parliament for a month. She's going to speak on the issue, October the 14th. That's the new parliamentary session. She always opens it.
Well, at least she's not letting grass grow.
What do you mean?
She's going to speak on the issue in 2 months.
Right, move it right along. Parliament shuts down September 12th, doesn't open up again until October 14th. Shutdown doesn't allow for the lawmakers to discuss Brexit. They've been talking about this for 3 years. What do they have to talk about now? It's still a no Brexit to do or not to do. I guess that's it. I take a deep breath after I talk about that stuff because it's so confusing. It's such a wonderful country. It's too bad it's getting so screwed up by all of this stuff. It is now 42 past the hour. In a moment or two, we're going to talk about the opioid crisis and deal with it from yet another perspective, another point of view, here on the DJV program.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets.
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with Geico.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it, Geico could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
California politicians are turning restaurant employees into criminals if they give their customers plastic straws. Several cities have already banned straws, but the state of California wanted to go further, imposing fines and jail sentences. The first draft would have fined waiters $1,000 or 6 months in jail for giving customers straws without being asked. The final version that became law reduced the amount of the fines, but any fine for just offering straws is ridiculous. America will survive this disposable straw crisis, but these nanny state politicians could be the straw that breaks the camel's back. Individual freedom is our birthright, and it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got 4 free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. 4 lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, 4 free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
4 free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? 4 lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the 4 lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But 4 free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Have you heard what President Trump said recently?
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it too.
Now you can watch Newsmax TV and get the truth about Trump from Bill O'Reilly, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz, Pat Buchanan, and more. Newsmax TV is America's fastest growing cable news channel. Now in 70 million homes. Find Newsmax on DirecTV, Dish, Xfinity, Spectrum, Optimum, Fios, UVerse, and more systems. See Newsmax TV today. It's real news for real people.
44 at the hour now on the DJV program. Time for us to deal again. We do this with regularity, discussing the opioid crisis. I don't think there's a week that goes by that we don't talk in some way, shape, or form with one of our doctors on the air about the opioid crisis. The news this week from Johnson & Johnson, they got to pay $500 million or more to those who have suffered at the hands of the opioids that they produce. Every day, actually, the stat is 100 Americans dying after overdosing. Prescription pain medications seem to be the biggest culprit. Rates of prescription drug abuse in our country alarmingly high. Number of accidental poisonings, overdoses because of the drug. So we have brought in to the fold Dr. Jonah Stuhlberg, who's the opioid stewardship leader at Northwestern Medicine, to talk about how to combat the opioid crisis. The 16 million people or more using prescription drugs for non-medical purposes. Of that, doctor, what is the number that applies just to opioids?
Yeah, so 80% of all non-medical use of prescription drugs is related to opioids.
Wow. So 70% of those people get their pills from not the doctor, but from their family, friends, cleaning out the drug chest, that sort of thing, right? They're not getting them through prescriptions, which is news to me.
Yeah, that was news to us when we started this process 3-4 years ago. This is evidence that has started to emerge when you ask individuals who are abusing or using opioids for non-medical purposes where they get those medications. 70% of them will tell you they either borrowed them or purchased them from friends and family. So they're just available in our community. And that process is termed diversion.
So now your outfit, Northwestern Medicine, has adopted a new plan to dispose of these drugs. How does it work?
That's right. Since 2017, we've been instituting a comprehensive program that focuses across the continuum of medical care for our patients and also has outreach to the community. It starts with educating providers on safe prescribing and safe use within the hospital and educating our patients about safe use and storage and disposal at home, and then providing safe and effective disposal within our hospital walls.
Okay. So do you have any idea how many pills have been collected since this program started?
So we've collected over 1,100 pounds of unused medication since this program started.
And so then what do you do with
about
it?
How light a pill is, that's a lot of pills.
A lot of them.
Yeah.
So what do you do with this
stuff?
They're
actually, incinerated.
They are.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. We actually contract with the DEA, and they handle all incineration, and there are certified groups that know how to handle these medications and dispose of them correctly.
Mm-hmm. So if there are pills laying around one's house and they haven't been used, is there a point at which they become deadly? If you take them, the composition changes, the compound, the integrity of the compound changes?
No, in fact, I would argue that they're deadly right now if they're sitting around your home. That's why we're out here making sure everybody knows that unused opioid pills laying around, sitting in your purse, in your glove compartment, they're deadly to you, your family, your pets, right now. Because many times the dose that a provider prescribes is specific to that patient. And so that dose may be way too much for someone else to take, which is why they're dangerous medications that really should only be used under the direct supervision of a physician.
All right, so what do you advise as far as people listening to us right now? The point here is to get you to safely dispose of your unused medications. What's the smartest thing to do?
Smartest thing to do is to find your local disposal center and get rid of them. Those are sometimes affiliated with a hospital. They're sometimes affiliated with a pharmacy and sometimes with law enforcement.
Well, there are bad consequences here. More information. Let's see if we can get people to a website. Is there a clearinghouse? I think I'm looking at nm.org. Is that right? /radio? Is that where people go?
You got it. Yes. You got it. Our Northwestern website is keyed up, ready for anyone who wants to log in. It's just nm.org/radio. We have a click button, and we can get you ported over to search for your local center.
Local. Yeah, where you can go locally. A hospital is probably a good idea. nm.org/radio. Thank you to Dr. Jonah Stolberg here for bringing us up to date on how to get rid of this menace. 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
From Dr. Ken in this circumstance. Good day to those of you who are focused on your health. We're here to happily help you, although sometimes the news isn't all happy. We've been talking about the opioid crisis and how to get rid of the opioids that are left around in your home, bring them to the hospital, I guess is the best thing. When somebody comes into your office, what do you recommend? Do you ever talk to your, because you're a cardiologist, so you're not likely to be dispensing opioids much, I wouldn't think. But
I've been in practice in the same town for 31 years, and I cannot remember the time I ever wrote for an opioid prescription in what I do.
All right. So let's say somebody comes into your office and they say, I got these opioids left over. I didn't take them all. They're in my medicine chest. What do I do with them? What do you tell them?
What do I tell them? Get rid of them.
What do you tell them? What do you advise them to do with leftover opioid pills, medications?
Destroy them.
Yeah. Destroy them. Oh, no, flush them down the toilet. Are the hospitals there equipped to take what you send people, clients, patients to the hospital with there? Leftover drugs, so the hospitals get rid of them?
You can bring them back to the pharmacy. They can't dispense them, but they'll get rid of them for you.
Yeah. All right.
The pharmacist is going to love hearing me say that.
Use them over again.
No, they wouldn't do that.
Unscrupulous.
No.
I've been some unscrupulous drug people might
do that.
Well,
you know, there's bad apples in every bowl.
Right, exactly. All right, speaking of bad apples,
very few.
One of our stories this week comes from the state of Oklahoma that has ordered Johnson & Johnson, not a family company, to pay out hundreds of millions of bucks after this trial on opioid abuse. Yes? Is it opioid abuse? I guess it is. Or
well,
abuse in promoting it?
What happened? This Oklahoma judge this past Monday ordered drug maker Johnson & Johnson, Doug, to pay the state $573 million with an M for the company's role in the opioid crisis. It seems like over-marketing and promoting of opioid drugs has resulted in increased rates of addiction and overdose deaths. Johnson & Johnson, they apparently trained sales representatives to downplay the risk of opioid addiction, telling doctors that the risk of addiction was 2.6% or less if prescribed by a doctor. And I hope this money helps those actually in need.
So what do they do with this money? That would be my question. After they collect it, what do they do with it?
I don't think they figured it out yet, but I just hope it goes to the people who actually need it.
Yeah, there's too much of that money.
That's a lot of money.
General fund, and it doesn't get used. They should be setting up treatment centers.
Exactly.
To help people.
Exactly.
That's one of the things we're going to do, by the way, as an aside. You know, I'm one of the Ken and I, always matter of fact, we're going to call it the pot shot. Ken, every week, takes a shot at use of marijuana, and I'm going to be growing it in a controlled situation, very controlled situation on my farm for medical purposes, and so he is happy to tell me that there's this, that, and the other thing that come from it that are not good. People make unhealthy choices all the time. They don't realize it sometimes, and you know, there's good and bad in this. So what's the bad in the pot use news this week?
Well, it's from the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week. I just report what's published. Pot, alcohol, and depression, Doug, these three factors are on the increase in former smokers. And this ups the risk of relapse, undermining decades of gains made in the effort to help Americans kick the cigarette habit. We need to be aware of the link between depression, substance abuse, and smoking relapse.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's that. And then there's the other side of it, the cancer cure that's being worked on by Brigham and Women's and Dana-Farber using pot as the main ingredient. There's something in there that helps to cure several different cancers, including pancreatic cancer. So that comes into the mix as well. Dr. Ken here with a focus now on losing weight. The news from Calitrin is pretty consistent. People that get on the program love it because if they stay on it for more than 3 months, they lose the weight and they keep it off. Calitrin is the only all-natural, the healthiest choice, the all-natural way to lose weight. It's the only program, and it's not really a program, it's a substance. You take their four capsules every day, whatever the ingredients are. I know one of them is collagen. It helps promote weight loss. You stay on the program for 6 months because it gets your body back into producing its own collagen, which helps produce healthy lean muscle, kick out the fat, and thus lose the weight. Get a special deal at toploss.com for Calitrin, the Labor Day sale using the DGV code buy three and get three free. That's Calitrin at toploss.com. Use the code DGV.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.